You are now tuned in to the Believe Network. Do you believe?
Guys, if you haven't checked up on our social media recently, what have you been doing? I'm at Nick Hardwick, and Jamie is at jamie.hardwick. That's J-A-Y-M-E with a period, and then Hardwick, which is not to be confused with the other Jamie Hardwick, who I tagged a little while ago on Instagram, and she notified me that you may want to get this straight, bud. Your wife may be pissed at you. That earned me the Worst Husband of the Week award. Sorry, babe. Anyway, you guys know that Lose Like Alignment is going off. I'm sure you've seen some of the ads circulating. Hundreds of men now are losing staggering amounts of weight on a daily basis. It's been so awesome to see. And of course, I had no idea that life would turn into this for me or for us. I just had to get the information out of my head, share it with others, see if it could help people reclaim their lives. And lo and behold, it has. And I am just really grateful to be a part of this amazing team. And the most fulfilling thing for me and the program is the weekly interactions that we get through the accountability network. So sign up for that. It is awesome to get personal connections and have conversations and get to understand who people are, what their challenges are, and assist on a very personal basis, on a weekly basis. So as this was all going on, we're getting crazy amounts of requests from the ladies wondering if this program is good for them too. And for me, I said, sure, yeah, it is. But really, since the beginning, I've tried to get Jamie to give my plan a try, and she would try it for a day or two and then basically tell me it wasn't for her. And finally, listening to the requests on social media and through email for a female version, and then getting some feedback back from females who were actually in the program and taking that into account, and then asking and not telling Jamie what could make this plan work for her and for other females, she went, took the parts from the men's program that she liked, modified it to accommodate the female body and your guys' individual preferences, and gave it a try. And I tread lightly saying this to her. Thankfully, she's not around right now. But it's been super cool watching her own this program. She has gained control back over the food, has reset her hunger cues, and has lost the weight she's been trying to lose really forever. I know. I don't think she has anything to lose either, but still, she's getting to a place where she feels great about her body, and that is important. In fact, I just get out of the bathroom, and she says, I've lost this weight, but Nick, I've lost an inch off of my waist. She's taken measurements. So we sent the adjustments back to our design team, and voila, the Lose Like a Lady program is born. We would love for you guys to join the team. If you want to know more, all food preferences and eating styles work within the framework we provide in both the men's and the women's program. We do provide body weight only workouts and daily activities known as every hour on the hour exercises, EHO. But guess what? As we tell everyone, the exercise is the least important component of the plan. It's not required to lose weight. If you don't want to exercise, or you've got your own form of exercise that you would rather do, do that. We are never going to discourage that. This program will help you figure out what works best for you. You're going to learn appropriate caloric loads for the day and per meal. You're going to learn how to match your caloric intake with daily activity levels. You're going to break free from the having to eat a meal every 3 hour cycle. It really is an incredibly empowering experience. Also, the program helps build healthy self-care habits that make the program sustainable for life. And it's wonderful when you figure out that the more you take care of yourself, the healthier, the easier it is to make good choices when it comes to food, when it comes to exercise. And the best part about the program that a lot of people find is it's 4 weeks on and 2 weeks off of the plan. That is what we call a diet break. How many programs encourage you to not do the diet? We do that so you're going to build trust with yourself. You're going to take the skills you learned and you're going to put them to test in the real world. The whole process, it's incredibly empowering. When you reclaim your health, you really do reclaim your life. Join our teams. Sign up at hardwick.life. It's like hardwick.com, but hardwick.life, and use the code podcast20 for 20% off the order. And by the way, you can use that code forever on anything site-wide forever. And we want you to know that we're here for you. You can email me directly at nick@nickhardwick.com. I do. I get back to everybody. Try it. Try me. I'll get back to you. Anything you have. Show recommendations, any questions, any support, any criticism. We're here for that. Throw everything my way. You need help modifying this program to suit your particular needs? All you got to do is ask. We've helped hundreds of people make this program work in their lives, and you can too. All right, guys, back to the show. Check it out, hardwick.life, podcast 20 for 20% off, and we hope to see you on the network soon. Love you guys. All right, guys, welcome back. Hardwick
don't,
Life don't Podcast.
Roll your eyes at me.
I'll roll my eyes at you.
Hi, everybody.
Just having a disagreement.
So today we're going to talk about all the disagreements that happen in our households.
Disagreements in the relationship. And how do we handle disagreements in relationships? And by the way, we're not experts.
At all.
At all at handling relationships or disagreements.
But I do always see and hear people say, oh, you guys are so cute. Oh, it's so cute. I'm like, if you saw what went on behind closed doors,
yeah,
it's not always cute.
Yeah, it's not. And it's normal. It's life, right? That's completely normal for this to be this way.
It was really crazy. We were in a disagreement the other day, and one of our kids, I think it was Teddy, he's like, are you getting a divorce? And it was literally like,
was it Teddy or Hudson?
No, this
I remember where Hudson came outside and he's like, what's wrong, Dad? And yeah, so just talk him through it, right? It's like, it's funny. You know what's funny for me is like there's all these self-help gurus and everything out there, and they're just as jacked up as everybody else. Like the people you follow for guidance and the people you follow for like, man, they really got their shit together. No, they don't.
No,
they
and
don't.
Especially in a relationship. I mean, if you say that it's perfect and that nobody gets mad and it's you're lying. That's a lie.
Right. Yeah.
Relationships are hard.
It's tough. It's complicated. Your relationship, other relationships that are part of you that come into this current relationship. I mean, it's tough, right?
Yeah.
It's like you've got your whole past and all that baggage and all that BS and you bring it into here and we've got our own BS and everything. But I think the one thing that we try to work on is, well, and it doesn't always happen, right? It's not like every argument we get in, it's like, wow, we're really navigating this well and with good tact. And is, I think we've learned over the years how, one, we know how to poke each other, but I think we're doing a better job of staying away from the poking. But we had one recently where, and I said, you can't weaponize something against me to use in this argument to win the argument, right? So if I have something that you know is like a vulnerability for me, you can't weaponize that and then bring that back into the argument when we're talking about something completely different and really try to get me inflamed. So then you can just win this one-off argument because that's goofy. Like that to me, like, and I say weaponize, it's like, when you're using it to cut or we're not using it in a productive manner when we're discussing our issues, because we all have them. It's like when we're using it to cut or throw a jab or like a low blow, I would say, that's weaponizing something in a discussion or a disagreement or whatever. And that to me is should be kind of off limits. I don't know if you agree with that.
Yeah, I agree. It doesn't mean I don't do it.
No, I know, but
I do
and we do, right?
Yeah.
We all do it. Like you get caught up in the moment and egos get inflamed and you want to win the moment. You want to win and you're competitive and I get competitive and like you know how to poke me and I know how to poke you. And shoot, sometimes you can call it how it is. It's like we're just bored. You know, sometimes there's like arguments that happen just for fun, I think. And it's not fun. It's hurtful. Some of them last a little while longer than they should, but it's like, and I only say that because it's like, I watch our kids do that. Like they fight each other when they're bored.
Right.
It's like, what are we doing?
Speaking of kids,
they were supposed to be upstairs napping, which we've tried to put in this.
What's up?
Come on in, buddy.
Okay. We're podcasting.
Yeah.
Do you need something?
Cool. Keep yourself busy. We'll be done in a few minutes. Whatever you want.
Are both of you guys up?
Keep yourself busy.
Go. No iPads. Figure it out.
All right.
That just reminded me. Gosh, kids. So how do we deal with, because this happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are like a really good like dividing force. Like they'll, you know, come to one parent, you'll say one thing, then they go and they play the other one against you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How would you say we deal with the kids and stay on the same page when dealing with all of their hot mess issues?
There's always the, well, ask your mom.
so there's that.
And I always get the mom's had to ask you thing.
Yeah, the default.
Yes. But I do think it's important that they know that it's normal. Like, I don't see what you see, right? Or, and then somebody goes, okay, well, tell me why, you know, so they understand. It's like, hey, I want to do this. And I'll go, no. And you'll go, yeah, sure. Why not? And then you'll explain to me and then you kind of smack me straight, or I'll go, hey, here's why I don't want that. And you're like, oh, okay. Dad says no.
Yeah.
Right. Or, hey, mom says no.
Right.
Or we don't want that right now. Yeah, so we can kind of come back to that, you know, so that's cool. The one thing that I want to be more aware of, I guess, in our own relationship is when we're having conversations is being mindful that they are around and they are listening and they will take what they hear and bring it back to us, you know, at some point or another. Like, we have to be careful that you're not planting seeds in their head to then, and I have to do this too. It's like planting something in their head. So 2 weeks down the line, because they act like they're not listening. They hear everything.
Right.
They may not be able to repeat it back at the time, but somewhere down the line, parents out there know this. Like 2 weeks later, they're like, they said exactly what you said. You know, what's wrong? Oh, well, here's what's wrong. It's like, that's not wrong. You just heard me say that at some point. Now you're using that. Right. So it's, same kind of concept. It's like, don't give them any ammo, especially when we're having an argument. It's, and then I guess the thing too is let them see the argument. This is great advice I got years ago, was let your kids see you argue and let them see the finality of the argument. You know, let them see how it comes to a conclusion and then we can carry on. And I don't know if we do a great job of that, but I think a lot of times that's one of the things that we are pretty open in this house.
Yeah.
And we do just kind of let them loiter as we're having our heavy,
our disagreements,
heavy discussions.
Yes. Yeah. And it's good that the worst thing would be for them to go out in the world and form relationships, whether it be like romantic or friends, and think that it's just easy.
Yes. That it's all peachy.
You just meet somebody mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you're compatible and you go about life as a fairy tale.
Yeah.
So I think it is. It's important that they see that it's not that. And they realize, you know, the divorce question from a 7-year-old is like, no, one fight
right.
does not make a divorce. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny. I didn't even know they knew that word.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Are you going to get a divorce? No, Ted, we're not. We're just not going to speak for the next 10
minutes.
No, then,
and we have said this, and I think I remember you saying this to them recently, is marriage is hard. Having a relationship is hard, right? It's work. You can't just show up and it's going to be all peachy. Like, that's right. Not how this works. It's tough. Mm-hmm. We got to work through issues. We got to have conversations that are highly uncomfortable a lot of the times.
Right.
And we do.
Yeah.
You know, and then we work through them. Or I think a lot of times what happens is we kind of have our discussion and then you go to your corner and I go to my corner and we just kind of like let it set for a little bit. And then we come back and it's like, are we okay? Because, you know, there's a point, right, in a lot of disagreements where it gets kind of whipped up into a frenzy. And that to me is kind of the moment to go, all right, let's chill out here. Like, I'm going to walk outside, or, you know, I did.
You're a big walker away-er.
I am, because I feel like once we get to that peak where it's, you see it starting to ascend up into like, oh, this is going to get ugly. right? And then we are going to use things against the other one. We are going to use the weapons. And it's like, let's not do that because those things last. Those things hurt. So it's like, I'll walk away. I'm going to go sit outside. I'll stew by myself. And I promise in 10 minutes, I'll forget what happened. You know, and then, yeah, like, that's just, for me, that's a big part of it is just recognizing it within me. It's like, I don't want to keep going because if we do get to that point and I really start getting, seeing red, then it's going to get, it's not good for me.
Right.
You know, and it's not good for you because then I'll say hurtful things and like bring up shit from 2 years ago. It's like, the hell's that have to do with what we're talking about right now?
No, you're right.
It's like, let's solve this problem, work around this issue, and not bring up everything from the past. Like, the one thing that I would say, like, is bothers me is the credit and debit system. You know, like, why did this? You did that. I did this. You did that. It's like, let's just solve this problem. Like, we don't have to go through the whole profit and loss statement of our relationship.
Right.
Like, we don't need the whole damn ledger. Mm-hmm. Right. It's like, we're here now. How can we solve this problem? You know, instead of pulling up things from whenever they were. It's like, we don't have to do that. And then the other thing I don't like to do, which we both do, we're both guilty, is like generalizations.
You always do this.
Oh, I thought you were saying. Oh, no. Yeah, I was like,
see?
It's like, well, you're doing it now. Well, right now.
No.
Yeah, you always or you never. It's like, stop.
Right.
Because that's not the truth. You know
what's funny? So it just makes me think back. So when you're like picking your partner in life, you know, whether it's a boyfriend, a girlfriend, whatever, husband, a wife. I had no way of knowing that you were the way you were, like, with confrontation. Like, you do walk away a lot. That's sort of your mechanism for ending it. You're just like, I'm out.
I don't like to. I am a conflict avoider.
And I'm the opposite, where I love a good blowout.
I know you do.
So, but it's great that I didn't find a partner that likes to blow out with me.
That'd be bad.
Because, yeah, it would be like a very volatile kind of fighting situation a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And I think you're fortunate that you don't have a walker awayer because both of you would probably just leave the house and who knows if one of you wouldn't come back. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I think it's weird that our fighting styles are what they are, but I think they're sort of complementary. You walk away.
I'm more of a ground and pound guy.
And I always come and find you because I don't like to walk away.
One more thing. One more thing.
No, I'll just be like, why are you sitting outside?
No. I know. And part of that for me is this is just how you work. So I shouldn't tell you this because this is one of my tricks. Is like I walk away, let things cool down, and then usually you come back and we can have a reasonable conversation at that point. But I have to let you come to me. I can't go to you. Because if we do, then it's just like cats and dogs again. It's like,
just starts all over again.
It's like, oh, God, I'll walk away one more time and then I'll stay seated here and let you come to me.
There was a moment the other day, it was like very reminiscent of like Forrest Gump sitting on the bench.
I was out on
the
porch.
You went out on the porch swing and his hands were just like folded neatly in his lap, staring at the wall in front. And I felt like Jenny, like the big hot mess. And I'm like crawling back. I'm like, all right, Forrest, let's talk.
Yeah. I mean,
and that's kind of how I would say that's how it goes most of the time.
Yeah. And you're way more volatile than me.
Yes.
Right? So I'm emotionally much more boring, I should say. And you're pretty exciting. Like your wavelengths are high.
Yeah. Like I was explaining this to somebody the other day, like just daily activities, daily situations. I'm like, I get a walk with my friend. Best day ever, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, I stepped in dog shit. Worst day ever, where you could just be like, you know, you won $10,000. Cool.
All right.
Yeah. You smashed your car. Yeah.
Sure.
But yeah, and nothing gets you like pumped or down. Where I think I ride that wave, you know, 50 times in a day.
Well,
and so when it comes to fighting, it's very much the same, where you're like steady Eddie, and I'm like, brr, da, brr, da, brr, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just a plotter mule. is not a lot of high end, not a lot of high end, not a lot of high. I'm not an Eeyore. I'm not boring, but I am emotionally. And it's funny because I did that brain treatment out in San Diego, right? And it's like the one thing that came back was that I have a high theta wave production, which I live in a state of theta waves, which is meditative state or like pre-sleep brain waves. So, and I don't know if this is me, like if this is naturally the way that I came into this world where I was pretty, pretty calm overall, or if it got beat into me or, you know, something like
but
that.
But even early in our relationship, like I remember, it was one of your teammates getting married. And I remember I laid out this like silk dress on the bed. I don't know. We maybe were married.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember this now.
And I was like, do not let the dog, because at the time we had an English bulldog who drooled everywhere. I'm like, do not let Charlie on the bed. I have my dress laying flat. Yeah. Get home from my run. Charlie has balled up the dress and it has his chin just sitting on this like silk dress. So anyways, turned out I could not wear the dress because it was covered. But that was my first inkling. And that was, I mean, it was a stupid fight. But I had to figure out a new dress for that night for the wedding. And I remember coming home and being like, are you an effing idiot? And I was like, rah! Right. And I remember you being like, you need to find somebody else to go to this wedding with because I am not going with you. And that was it. And you walked out of the room. And I was like, wait a minute. And I was like a bear. Like I was ready to fight. And that's all you said to me. And I remember being like, shit, I got to figure out a new way to fight with him because my explosive nature is not working.
This is not going to work for me.
So it could be football.
What did you
want
me to do, by the way? Did you want me to just stand sentry over this dress in the spare room? And why was it on the bed?
It was on – I have no idea.
That's your choice.
Maybe a bad choice.
Bad choice. Bad choice.
Now we're looking back. This is probably 14 years ago.
See, look at this.
See, look at the conflict resolution. It just takes 14 years to come to these
conclusions. But this is the credit and debit system that I'm talking about. It's like, how the fuck do you remember this? Like, from that far back.
No, but this is what I learned. It's not a credit debit. This is me learning that I can't fight with you in a blow-up manner. I can't name call. I can't raise my voice.
That's good.
Because the second I do, you literally shut off.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
You walk out. You tell me to find a new date and shut the door.
Homie, don't play that.
Yeah, and I'm standing there like, wait, what? So that was my first kind of, you know, observation into that.
And it hasn't changed too much.
No, so and then that also goes back
I try not to get drawn in.
Am I born like that? I would say yes, you were, because you had only been playing football for a year.
And my family too, by the way, is super non-conflict, like to the point of not discussing anything.
Yeah, and see, we're the opposite.
And you guys are complete opposite, where all your shit's on the table all the time.
It's verbal diarrhea nonstop, and mostly nobody takes it personal.
Yeah, you guys are good at that.
Just move on.
You guys are good at that. Yeah.
So.
Which is, that's cool.
Yeah, it's just the way I was raised.
But I appreciate
it. The way you were raised.
I guess what I would want to say is, like, I do appreciate you having emotions and being a little more volatile because it does add some flavor into my life.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad I could.
Because seriously, if it was just me or somebody like me in this relationship, it wouldn't be very exciting. Wouldn't it be like going on a roller coaster that never went uphill or downhill? It's like those antique cars that ride on the rails. Jesus, what a...
The worst ride in the amusement park.
The best.
No, the word. Antique cars.
I love those. I can't wait to go.
Stop. Oh, yeah. We got to go to an amusement park next
week. We are. Yeah, we're going to people. That, if you're out there listening, been in Ohio, Kings Island in Cincinnati, outside of Cincinnati, is like a childhood memory for me. We used to go almost every year, and so we get to go.
I don't know if you even know this, that we're going to a Padres game first, and then we're going to Kings Island for the next 2 days because the Pods are in town to play the Reds.
Okay, cool.
Surprise.
Hey.
I'm more excited about the Padre game than I are the amusement park.
Cool. Wow, I'm excited to see their stadium, Cincinnati's. I remember going as a kid. I forget what they called it, but yeah, it's a different one now.
It's for people that don't know, it's literally right on the Kentucky border, the Ohio-Kentucky border.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, right on the river.
Good.
Very southern tip.
About 2 hours from here.
Yeah. But
I'm excited. Wow, that'll be our second stadium this year. St. Louis and now Cincinnati. Yeah. We got to get to Chicago.
Yes.
Are they open?
They're full capacity.
Oh, wow. Remember,
I think I told you Bill Murray was singing the other
day
to celebrate.
Wow, cool. Yeah. All right, let's do it.
Life's opening. California today, mask free.
All right. Hey, congrats, California.
Yeah, way to go. June 15th.
June 15th.
Yeah, so this is...
Yeah, a week late, but all good.
Yeah. So, yeah, life is getting back to normal. So, yeah, I love baseball and ballparks.
Yeah,
so
I know. You keep trying to talk Teddy into playing.
He won't.
You're trying. Your sales pitch is not working.
But he loves it, and he just doesn't want to play it. So it's just, I'm so confused.
You love it. Why won't you do it?
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, babe.
Well, I love you.
Good resolution on this one.
Ish? Yeah, good. Did we come to a resolution?
We came to a resolution. Like
you're boring. I'm volatile. I keep it exciting.
You're amazing.
And
I'm super average.
No, I'm thankful for you, because without you, I probably would have.
Hot mess express.
I would have. Yeah, thrown a punch or done something silly.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm glad that your conflict resolution is walking away.
Break the wrist, walk away. Break the wrist, walk away.
All right.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Believe Network. If you liked this podcast, be sure to subscribe and check us out on Believe.com and follow us on Instagram and Twitter and like us on Facebook. That's BLEAV. Do you believe?